Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show. Hi everybody, this is Barbara Hofmeister speaking, your host for tonight's show. And today we have a very, very special guest on the show. It's my friend Myra Goldick, and Myra is so special because her life has been challenging, more challenging than most of our lives. She's a polio survivor, and she had her first bout of polio when she was a very small child. And at the age 10, she was totally paralyzed. I mean, being totally paralyzed, I can't even imagine. You know, sometimes I spend a full day on my sofa just with my laptop, but it is out of choice. It is not because I have to. And that is totally different, and I mean, just for me, hard even to imagine. However, Myra overcame these massive challenges and became a wife, a mother, a grandmother, and if that's not enough, she also became a fine artist and a wonderful inspirational speaker. And today I want you to welcome on our show, Myra Goldick, because she considers it her purpose in life to reach out and help others who suffer from physical and from emotional adversity. And I can assure you that there is nobody that is more qualified to talk about this topic. So today, Myra will share with us her coping mechanism to overcome pain and raise above the daily battles, above the daily disappointments and hardships that we all face in some way or another. So welcome, Myra. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Barbara. It's my pleasure to be here with you today.
It's so lovely to have you.
Thank you.
Myra, we both know what our purpose in life is, but we didn't always know, did we? So maybe you want to talk a little bit about yourself, about your life, and how you came to have this certainty of knowing what you want to do with the rest of your life.
Sure. You know, it's not something that happens naturally for most people. I think most of us start out with no concept of who we're going to be when we grow up. We have fantasies and thoughts, and it changes from one point in our life to another point in our life. Sometimes at 5 you want to be one thing and at 10 something else. But I always knew that I loved art and I loved people. And there were certain things that brought me comfort and gave me motivation in my life. And one of the things was creating, any kind of creating. It sort of took me from the problems of everyday life, the hardships, and took me to another place. And that started very early. I used it, Barbara, after I got the polio and became very paralyzed, because miracles happen in strange ways. And in a very peculiar way, I think being paralyzed at such a young age did teach me discipline. It taught me that my dreams and my hopes were attainable. When I heard a doctor tell my mother that I would never walk again, I simply refused to believe it. And I said, no. So I focused on learning to exercise and work very hard. And the payoff was priceless. And it was a method that I began to follow forever with almost every passion and goal I had, including the art.
Mm-hmm.
I worked hard at it.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. It doesn't come from nothing. The method that you used to motivate yourself and the method that you used to actually, mobilize yourself again, can you share that with the people so maybe, we can inspire someone to also try that out and instead of giving up?
You never, ever, ever give up on yourself. And it sometimes really seems insurmountable. When I awakened after 10 days of hanging on the brink of death and found that I could not move a single muscle in my body, I'm not going to tell you that there weren't some really dark, down days. And there weren't huge tears, but I focused. I said, I want to walk again.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you have to focus on what you want, no matter how small that fantasy is.
And
if someone is sitting out and listening to you right now and they are having tremendous problems with arthritis in their fingers, and they've always wanted to create a beautiful quilt or something crocheted, and they feel that they'll never be able to do it because of the pain in their hands. First, they have to dream the dream, and then they have to learn what they need to do to adapt to the problems that they're facing. And that's the way I go at it. First, mm-hmm. you find your dream. And then you focus.
Mm-hmm.
And the work that you have to do to achieve that dream doesn't seem like work because you love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that's for me, my method. And I use it over and over and over again.
And it works over and over and over again, doesn't it?
Every single time. And
yeah.
it could be a term paper that you have to do in school, and when you first get the assignment, it just seems overwhelming. You don't even know where to begin, and you feel, I don't want to do this. It seems like too much work. But if you have the dream that you will do it, and you will get an A, and you know that you can do it, and you start small with little steps, oh, what do I have to do first? I have to focus on what this is that I have to accomplish. And it doesn't seem that difficult, and things just seem to fall into place.
Mm-hmm. That is exactly it, because you focus on the solution. You focus on the dream, not on the challenges, not on the problem.
Exactly. With every single dream and every single goal, there is a point when the rubber hits the road, when there are obstacles, when it you say, well, I don't know where to begin. Why did this happen? Well, you look beyond that, and you just, I'm going to get over this. You more or less put more gas on the pedal, and you get over the hurdle and the obstacle, and you get going again. And all that momentum that you feel is invigorating, and it gives you the energy and the courage to keep working towards your goal and your dream.
Mm-hmm.
When I developed post-polio syndrome later on in life, after recovering, and recovering took about 3 years, and then there was a slow process of learning to to adjust to my limitations when I returned to school. And I grew up and exercised and worked hard, and then I developed a wonderful career, married, had children, and the post-polio came back. That was a big blow. I had a wonderful career. I had seemingly everything. Great income, a wonderful family. And then it seemed as though it was being robbed from me again, because the weakness and the paralysis started returning, so much so that I had to leave my career. And I couldn't do the running and the traveling. It was just too much. There were falls, and it was very, very difficult. I went through a period of depression, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And I really felt sorry for myself. How could this happen? And a sense of anger. And mm-hmm. I went into bed, and I said, this is horrible. I'm miserable. And I wallowed in my self-pity. And then I said, you know, this doesn't feel good. This feels terrible. There has to be another way. And I asked myself, and I remember it to this moment, if you could do anything you wanted to do, other than what you were doing, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
I went back to school. I went to the Fashion Institute of Technology, got my millinery degree, and I started designing hats. And everything just seemed to happen. It fell into place, and that's what dreams are about. If you see the vision, you can then become the vision. You can invent
mm-hmm.
your future.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the way your philosophy also, Barbara, right?
Totally, 100%, totally. I always say, if you can't see what the end result is that you want, then you can never reach it, because it's like driving in a car without a destination. You know, you're not going to get there. And it's the same with us. And I mean, the vast majority of people, they don't know what they want when they set out. They just know they want more, you know, more happiness, more money, more free time, or whatever it might be. But it's so vague, and there is no real destination. There's no real destiny. For you, it was clear. For me, in most cases, it's also clear. I mean, I'm not always clear. Sometimes I'm a bit confused. But that's why
join
we're
the
human.
Club.
yeah, that's why we're human, you know. But it's true. Once you are totally clear what you want, and that is a set goal, and it is, you know, you can see it, you can feel it, you can taste it, you can really imagine it, and then it actually happens. And it's not that difficult. The difficult part is to clarify it, to really be sure, to really start to feel it, to feel the emotion, because emotion is what moves us, what motivates us, what gets us into action. And, then things happen.
Well, you know, it's funny, because I think there's a method to it. If you really think long and hard about what turns you on, what creates happiness for you, what creates passion, it's not that difficult. Jot it down, even if it comes to you in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Is it being around lots of people that makes you come alive? Then you really have to jot that down. I need people.
Mm-hmm.
If it's writing, if it's, you know, the smallest little thing, if it's a sport you love, and you really feel that you go to another place when you're watching that sport or partaking in it, then you know that in some way your happiness is associated with that. Even if you can't physically play it, you can then maybe become a research expert
mm-hmm.
about it, begin a blog, develop friends. There are so many ways to reach out and find what you want. You know, that searching I've had to do several times in my life. After about 10 years of designing hats very successfully on 7th Avenue, the post-polio, it progresses. It's a progressive disease, and I had to leave that. And once again, I had to ask myself, now what now? You know that there is some dream that you want. And I went back to my original love, the art.
Mm-hmm.
And everything happened from that. I started painting again. I moved to Florida. I got an incredible grant from the State of Florida Board of Education Division of Rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
And I developed my career in art with their help. And then through that, I discovered I loved speaking. And it's doors open. When you focus, you'll find that miracles come all the time. It's a path. It's positive thinking. Doors open. Things you never expect happen that you don't even plan to happen. You're just following your dream. You will be shocked when you see how the world responds to your energy, to your positive thinking, to your passion. It's just a wonderful, exciting journey, and I hope that your listeners can find it in their heart to ask themselves, where am I happiest? What makes me happiest?
Mm-hmm.
And there will be their dream and their goal.
That's true. And like you said earlier on, when you look at what would I do, you know, if I could do anything other than what I'm doing now, what would I do? What would make me happy? What would make my heart sing? And this is how you can find what really excites you, what really gets you going. And obviously, what you're good at also, because when you love doing something, you will always be good at it.
Well, that's true, because the passion is there, and
mm-hmm.
the passion is what creates all that energy. You know, I think I really have to mention to your listeners that one of the biggest obstacles in following a dream is that fear that creeps up every now and then, the fear of failure. You know, if you watch people at an art show mingling and walking around, many people will say, oh, I could never do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the fear that they can't do it stops them from trying.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever watch children when they're really young?
Yeah, I watch children whenever I can, yeah.
And give them a box of crayons and give them finger paints, and they just go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The sky's the limit. They are all artists. They ask them, are you an artist? Oh, yes, they'll answer.
Mm-hmm.
When does the fear creep in? When do we allow, maybe I can't do that,
mm-hmm.
to stop us? That's the fear is something that really has to be put on the back burner.
Yeah.
Because if you don't allow yourself to think about it, it's not going to happen.
That's true. The fear sets in actually between the age, that's scientific research now, between the age of 7 and 16, when children are being told all the time what to do and how to do it, and they're not old enough and they're not good enough and you can't do this and you can't do that. So over time, it, you know, turns them into they start thinking, oh, maybe I'm not good enough, maybe I'm not old enough, maybe I really can't do this. And normally, of course, we want to believe that our parents are right and that they know what is best for us. But, of course, they come from their own experience. So, yeah, I love watching children because they are totally limitless. And I listened to Brian Tracy on one of his CD programs, and he talks about a little boy that is in play school, and he's drawing, and the teacher's asking him, what are you drawing? And he looks up and he says, I'm drawing a picture of God. And the teacher says, but nobody knows what God looks like. You can't draw a picture. And the little boy looks up and he says, they will once I'm through. And that is the certainty that children have. You know, I mean, he was sure that once he's drawn his picture of God, everyone will know what God looks like because he knew it.
That's a wonderful story.
Yeah. And
wonderful. You know, you bring to mind something that happened to me in kindergarten, and I've never forgotten it. We were asked to draw a self-portrait. The teacher, she said, we're all going to paint ourselves today. And she brought out a big can of crayons. And I had, you know, a European mother and a Caribbean father. Mm-hmm. And I looked for the color that to make the skin that looked like me, and nothing looked like me. So I tried mixing a light pink and a dark brown, pink for my mommy and brown for my father. And I got gray. And at first, I didn't know what to do, and all the children seemed to be so easy in picking out colors that looked like them. So I went back to the box, and I picked the brightest blue color I could find. I love blue. And I painted myself blue. And the teacher said, as she walked around the room, she said, Myra, why did you paint yourself blue? And I said, because the bright blue was the best, the most prettiest color in the box, and I want to be that color. I got a gold star. I never forgot it. And it taught me, be yourself. That's basically, she supported that. And it was wonderful. And I've never stopped being afraid to paint myself any color I want to be, because that's me. And that's what your audience has to think of themselves. They're all special people. Be yourself.
Exactly. Be yourself. And be not afraid that other people might, you know, look at you in strange ways or might say something. I mean, people can be very destructive and negative when you are different, because they don't understand it.
Well, especially so this is, when you're young.
Yeah, and but also when you're older. I mean, especially family members. When you want to change and do something new, in many, many cases, family members will not support it, and they will actually speak bad about it, speak negative about it, or tell you that you're going to fail, you can't do it, you're too old to start something new, and so on and so on. Even in my friends, when I wrote my book, some of my friends said, but at your age, do you really want to start a new career? And I thought, well, I'm going to get old whether I live my dream or not, you know. I might as well go for it.
Sometimes I think that's a little bit of envy.
Yeah, in some cases it's envy. In some cases it's really fear of losing you, you know, because they know you the way that you are or have been in the past, and this is the way that they like you. So if you change, if you move on, you know, they're afraid because they might not be able to follow you, or you might not be their friend anymore. So it's very often out of protection, out of not understanding.
I know, but it's sometimes anyone who instills that thought is not really thinking on your behalf. What you need when you start a new endeavor is
support.
You need someone to say, yes, I'm proud of you, go for it.
Mm-hmm. That is true, yeah. That's why this is why coaching is so effective today, because, you know, with your coach, you get somebody that sort of spurns you on, that always supports you, that's there to listen to your challenges, that is there to help you overcome them, and actually supports you all the time, no matter what. So this is why it works so well also, because very often we don't get that. We don't get that in our immediate surroundings. So also what is important, if you want to live your dream, and it's a big dream, and the bigger the better, then get yourself a support group, get yourself people that actually support what you want to do, that believe in you, that believe in your dream, that believe in that you can do it. So in the moments that you feel down, they will be there, and they will cheer you on, and they will clap you on, and they will tell you that you can do it. because there's always moments like that when we get a little bit discouraged and we need some outside, either a kick in the butt. I mean, I sometimes need a kick in the butt.
Well, you know, I think it's a wonderful thing to find like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
Because like-minded people are really what the energy around you is about. Besides what you create by going out there and following your passion and your dreams, those that think and feel the way you do will be the best support you can find. And you will be inspired by them as well as they by you.
That is true. We are almost coming to the end. I mean, time flies. It goes really fast. And I would like to give the people a possibility, an opportunity to get in contact with you. So if you would like to pass on your website so people can contact you.
Absolutely. I'm www.myrasart, that's M-Y-R-A-S, art, all one word, myrasart.com. Or you can view my speaking website at www.myragoldick.com. That's how you can reach me. You can always send me a tweet or reach me on Facebook. And one word for your listeners, follow your dreams. They are so much more exciting than your fears.
They definitely are. And no matter what it takes, do follow your dream. Get clear on what your dream is and follow it. Follow it all the way through. It's well worth the effort. Definitely. I go with you 100% on that one, Myra. And I will give you a website again. It is www.myrasart.com. That is myrasart.com. And her speaking website is www.myragoldick.com. And I spell that as, maybe you should spell it because my English sometimes is too accented.
Yeah, it isn't, but it's Myra, M-Y-R-A Goldick, G-O-L-D-I-C-K, myragoldick.com. They are both linked, so you can visit my gallery or you can learn about what I speak about. And if you want to contact me, I'll be more than happy to talk to you. And this has been so exciting, Barbara. I love what you do, what you're doing. I think you are such an inspiring woman.
Thank you very much, Myra. Thank you. We need more of us to inspire the world to really live their dreams, because I find it so sad when I watch people here in Germany at the moment. It's, times are a bit tough. And when I watch people and they just are so much without hope and without inspiration and without belief in themselves, I just find that really sad. So live your dreams. Go for it, girls and boys, men and women. No matter what age, go out and live your dreams. It's well worth it, whatever it takes. You've got it inside of you. You've got all the resources you need already inside of you. Everything that you can think of, you can achieve. I assure you, it has been proven again and again. And I want to thank you very much, Myra. Thanks for being on the show. And
welcome.
I hope I will speak to you soon. And for everybody else, on Thursday at midday Eastern Standard Time, there will be session number 3 on the book, To Be or Not to Be. The choice is yours, here on Blog Talk Radio. So please join us for that. You can call in live and ask questions. Or next Tuesday at 7 p.m., we have our To Be show with an amazing, inspirational guest. Have a wonderful week, and I see you soon. Bye-bye.